Robinhood Radio presents Flavor Matters with Serge Matakians. He's the owner of Saravan Restaurant in Armenia. If you can't find him in the kitchen or gardens, then follow him either on Facebook or Twitter at Saravan NY.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. This is Serge from Flavor Matters and Saravan Restaurant, and I'm continuing my conversation with medical doctor Vartanush Petrosyan, who is in conversation with me from Yerevan, Armenia. Vartanush, you told us a little bit about the difficulties of Armenia becoming an independent republic and separating from the influences, the big influences of Russian influences, the Soviet influences. You also told us about how you wanted to be a journalist, which made me giggle because your parents didn't really approve of that field, and they thought that you should choose a field that will give you a little bit more financial security. A very typical Armenian parent direction to their children, because my parents were exactly the same way. And then you, in our conversations, previous conversations, you told us that as you were getting older and you were recognizing this outside influences, more the Western influences coming into Armenia, and how they were impacting the daily life of not only you and your family, but just the general population, especially in the urban centers like Yerevan. Could you explain a little bit more in detail what you saw and compare it briefly to what it was like you before and how you were seeing the changes? Because it is these changes that you perceived that led you to become more focused on diet and continue your medical training, but more specifically as a dietitian.
Thank you very much, Serge. Yes, let's start from the change of our everyday life routine, and which I saw in last maybe decade. After collapse of Soviet Union, we had...
So we're speaking about 2003, 2004.
And now we see more and more Western influence in our life. Let's start from the languages. If before, many people speak in Russia, and now Russia better than English, now new generation and more people speak in English, French, and they know worse Russia than maybe English. And it's not about the language, it's about the culture, about paintings, literature, and films, movies.
And I must interject as well, not only the cultural aspects, but the Armenians that I met, young Armenians, we're talking, you know, men and women in their early 20s, were very well aware of the not only the politics of the of Europe and the United States, but also the politicians themselves, which yes. a lot of Americans are unaware of the politicians. Some Americans don't even know who the president is. But the Armenians that I met were, in fact, specifically talking about, you know, Pelosi or Schumer or McConnell or you know, I don't, the names are not coming to my head right now. And I found that to be so interesting that they know and follow the development, the political developments in the U.S.
Absolutely agree with you. Absolutely. Because now we can see also this influence, Western influence also on the name of newborn children. Before, we had a lot of Russian names given to newborns. But now we have few, very few Russian names, maybe for those special cases where grandmother or grandfather have some Russian name. We now have many Western names, newborns, than before.
That's it's also interesting.
Yeah.
So let's go back to what you perceived about the everyday life and how your eating habits and the...
Very interesting question. Yes, because...
How it began to change.
Western
you saw as a medical doctor in your own field, especially in the urban centers.
The situation changing very, very rapidly, and we see the Western influence and this globalization influence to our and what we eat, how we eat, where we eat, how much we eat. And if before we had very high consumption of traditional Armenian food, now we have high consumption of fatty, salty, sweet Western junk fast food. And, and we have a very set consequences of this, like a high percentage of obesity children. During my maybe 10 years of my professional life, I see in my patient as well, and you can see in the street of Yerevan as well. And we did, according to last researches, in Armenia, we could see how maybe twice the number of obese and overweight children increased. And this is linked with how they eat and what they eat. And what is the interesting that families with mothers with high educational level are more frequently have children with obese and overweight.
Especially, and why do you think that is?
Especially in urban area, I think because the mother who have money, they have no lack of time to cook themselves. And also they have very, for those families, junk food and fast food are more available. Also, you know, I don't know how the situation in Armenian families in U.S., but in Armenian families, children are fussy eaters. So they eat what they want, and nobody can make them eat the healthy food. If the children want to eat only Coca-Cola, drink Pepsi-Cola, no grandmother, neither parents can force him or her to eat healthy food.
That's the new generation. The new generation is very difficult to be directed.
Yes.
But Vartanush, I mean, you mentioned about the traditional Armenian cuisine and then how various restaurants have opened up, all sorts of restaurants have opened up especially in Yerevan. And fast food has become very easily consumed. And it's also fairly inexpensive, just like in the U.S., and very high in calorie. And the big difference that you didn't mention that I want our listeners to understand is that the traditional Armenian cuisine, the food that we eat, is very healthy. It's a lot of vegetables, a lot of grains, a lot of greens. I mean, you cannot sit at an Armenian table without abundance of fresh herbs and greens. And meat is a big part. Pork and lamb and beef are a big part, but they're not a huge part. And Armenians do not eat like we in the West, where we make a plate and it's mostly protein, a little bit of vegetables, or maybe a little bit of starch. It's in fact a lot of grains, a lot of vegetables, a lot of herbs, and some meat. And bread is a big part of the Armenian diet. And you
use this sourdough lavash or sourdough whole grain bread, which is unfortunately is loosened in our modern life.
I didn't understand. Could you repeat that, please?
Yes, so sorry. I'm speaking about this whole grain sourdough bread, which is the treasure of traditional Armenian cuisine. this sourdough bread and lavash, which is lost now, unfortunately, from our tables.
Really? You think lavash bread is now lost from the Armenian tables?
Lavash now is available, but this available lavash is made from prosit flour, from wheat, white flour, no whole grain. And it's made with yeast not sourdough.
Yes. I understand now what you're saying. Before, just so our listeners understand, the dough was naturally allowed to ferment. There was no yeast used before. And always when you made the dough, you always kept a little bit of the old dough. You could use that dough to ferment the new batch of the lavash dough that you make. But in the urban centers, not only is it not whole wheat, it's white. And instead of the older fermented dough to be used as the riser, as the fermenter, we use yeast. Did I summarize it correctly?
Thank you very much. Yes, absolutely correctly.
And you know, we have about 4 minutes, 5 minutes left. In the previous conversation, you mentioned that you wanted to be a journalist. And but then you chose at the direction of your parents to become a doctor. But then when I look at your CV, your resume, and after my conversations with you, and I look at all the projects that you're involved in, you have surely and certainly kept your journalistic mind where you perceive and you try to understand what is happening, and you're combining it with your medical profession and your diet profession, and you're putting it into use in very different ways. Could you tell us that a little bit?
Yes, you are right, and I was even a host for TV program, so for 1 year it was very interesting experience, but it once more bring me the same idea that my choice of medical doctor profession was absolutely right. So and during my profession I used these journalist skills to speak with population, to speak with people, to explain them what is going on the same language. And I do very often research for them. I had very active Facebook page, and I use my old skills maybe and wishes to to write or to share something with them. And I think I did a right choose anyway to go with this direction, to become a doctor and to use everything was behind the wish to become a journalist.
And I need to also say that you were crazy enough to open up a restaurant. I have a restaurant and I know how much work it is. So in addition to everything that you were doing, you decided that you will open a restaurant which will focus more on traditional foods and healthier food. And it was really a huge success. Tell us a little bit about that.
It was crazy idea, but it was the very really difficult time. People thought that healthy food is not healthy, is not tasty, it's boring, it's expensive, it's not interesting. And I just opened this restaurant to come with idea that healthy is very tasty, is very well affordable, and it's beautiful, delicious. And I think I did it.
and how long did you have it? Was it in Yerevan? And how did you decide or measure its success? Because when we spoke earlier, you were very proud of its success.
From the business side, it was very successful. Because I sold on the second year. We opened the second one from business side. It was very successful. From the customer side, it's also very successful. I very often met people in the street. They asked me, "Oh, Vartanushan, where is restaurant? Why it's closed? We missed it. Why did you? Will you open the new one or no?" And I often get these kind of messages or emails even. So everyone remember this place with warm warm feelings. So I think we succeeded. Of course, the main success is that it was the first one in the Yerevan. And after that, we had many, many new open healthy restaurants and cafes.
Vartanush, it's fascinating because I see that your life in Yerevan has taken many turns, but you have been able to bring all of these turns into one goal. And I would venture out to say that you're not only a doctor, you're not only a journalist, but you're also an activist. Actions that you have taken are an action as an activist for the betterment of life in Armenia, a country that's your home country and you love. I would love to continue on that note on our next segment. So I hope that you can stay with us. We're coming to a close for this one. Thank you very much for tuning in. I've had the pleasure of being in conversation with Dr. Vartanush Petrosyan, who's joining me directly from via Zoom from Yerevan, Armenia.
Flavor Matters is a joint production of the Saravan Restaurant and Robin Hood Radio. For more information on the Saravan Restaurant in Amenia, New York, saravan.com on the web.